The Bucks continued their hot stretch, knocking off the Cleveland Cavaliers 118-116. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Kevin Porter Jr. led 7 Bucks in double figures with 20 points as Milwaukee shot 55% from the field, winning for the 8th time in the last 10 games.
When you shoot 55%, you know, from the field, you give yourself a chance. 42% from the three. We got 45 threes up. So we won that margin, you know, 19 threes to 12 threes. You know, that's the difference.
Doc Rivers' Bucks host the Knicks on Friday night. Basketball Badgers laid an egg out west last night, falling to the Oregon Ducks 85-71 in Big Ten play. John Blackwell had 22 for the Badgers, who were outscored 55-38 in the second half, shot just 33% from the field for the game. Horizon League: Milwaukee closed out the regular season 78-65 winners over Youngstown State. That win means the Panthers avoid the play-in game to the Horizon League tournament next week. On the women's side, Marquette beat Xavier on senior night in Milwaukee 77-65. Horizon League: Green Bay knocked off IU Indianapolis 72-61. Purdue Fort Wayne beat Milwaukee 71-52. Top-ranked Badger women's hockey team getting ready for their opening round playoff series with Bemidji State this weekend in Madison. The 5 Badger Olympians back, and Coach Mark Johnson trying to get everybody reconnected again.
Things change, and what's your attitude? Is that going to change too, or is the team become the most important thing right now, as it should be? And so that's the phase we'll navigate through. We'll do a team activity tomorrow just to connect everybody and get into a space outside the rink and have some laughs and do some things that you normally don't do, and start the process of getting ready for, you know, Friday night's game against Bemidji.
Game 1 of that series tomorrow night. Cactus League Baseball: Brewers won their second straight, 13-12 over the Giants. Bryce Terang homered twice in the exhibition victory. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.